I'm Bethan from the Covey Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
This is the JD Welsh Premier League podcast. We're back in action for the league for 10 of the 12 teams this weekend, looking ahead to those games. Of course, one of them, who's not playing in the league, are on the way to Scotland. It's the Iron Brew Cup final. We'll be hearing from Andy Morrison and previewing that in a second as well. And it's been a busy week for Jonah, managing Wales C to an excellent draw against England over at Salford. But Jonah, we have to start with, unfortunately, some sad news, some really heartbreaking news that came out this week. And pay our respects to Joel Darlington, the Ballytown player who died at the age of 20. Obviously played in the youth system, came from Ruthin, went over to Shrewsbury for a bit. But in the first team for Bala this season, unfortunately, the real sad news that he died this week.
No, Mark, we did hear the sad news up at Manchester. I got to be honest, Mark, when we did tell the players and they were extremely, you know, extremely upset, every player, especially the Bala lads. And all we can do is send our heartfelt condolences to Joel's family. What can you say at a moment like this, Mark? But, it's just so sad, it almost leaves you speechless. All I can say is from everybody in the Welsh Premier League, every player, seriously, every player and every fan of the Welsh Premier League, to Joel's family, you know, God bless, and you've got our sincere condolences.
Yeah, unfortunately, we'll never find out the true talent of Joel Darlington, will we? And it's been a tough week for Welsh football in another way, really, as well. Floods have hit a number of the clubs, smaller clubs up in North Wales with the bad weather we had. But one thing you can tell, Jonah, everybody rallies round. Corwen are getting some financial support. Llanrwst have launched a crowdfunder, and people are chipping in. So it just shows how people help out in a time of need as well.
Yeah, it's a massive part of our life, as we know. Football is community wise, it's fantastic. So if the clubs are struggling, everybody dig in and let's help out.
Well, before we talk about what sort of a week you've had, Jonah, let's look to the future first. And one game that is very interesting on Saturday, and the journey, the pilgrimage has already begun to the hundreds of miles away of Inverness, as Connors Quay Nomads play in the Iron Brew Cup final against Ross County, flying the flag for Wales. Let's hear from Andy Morrison.
We're going up to face for me a Premiership outfit. And that's a reward for the hard work we've done this season. That's reward for where we've come from, and the Falkirk, the Corrain, the Queen's Park, the Edinburgh. You know, this is the reward that the boys and the work and the due diligence we did on every team that we played against to get to this position. This is our reward now. So we're going to go up there, and you know, we've watched them many times this week on videos, and we'll have a close hand look, and then we'll come up with a game plan. We'll try and find a way of stifling their number of dangers and qualities, and then look at maybe, you know, how can we affect them as well in possession of the ball. It's going to be a tough one, but you know, as I've said, you know, my head says that we've got a massive ask ahead of us, but my heart, same as my team, you know, say bring it on, and that's the way we are. We will never back down, and as long as my players stand up and stay on their feet and act like men, it doesn't bother me about the result. It's about them reflecting who I am as a manager.
And see, look, it's a hard life being a Welsh FA guru like you, Jonah. You know, Manchester one week, Inverness the next. All, I'm sure, on first class, gold standard air travel.
Mark, don't start that lark. We didn't fly to Manchester. We all went up in old cars, mate. Some of them... Very, very cheap cars as well. So don't start that tag on us, son. We're only doing our bit. We are going to Inverness, so and we're very, very happy to be going up there to the final to support and watch Connors Quay.
And look, it's no surprise to me in a way that they are the first side from Wales to be representing us at this top level, because they're fighters and they always fight and stay in a game. That's why they are where they are in the league, and I think that will be the surprise element that Ross County will face on Saturday. I don't think they'll. I think they'll underestimate the fighting ability of this Nomads team.
Yeah, I think you're right. They got a great fighting quality about them. They don't know when they're beaten. They're most probably following their manager's footballing career. You know, obviously top player and It's no, listen, he's a fighter, isn't he? He's great. He's turned the club round in a 3.5-4 year spell of time. He's been tremendous. When they started, let's don't forget, they were almost near the relegation zone. So 3 Europes later, a Welsh Cup later, now a Scottish Cup final. Listen, this is a success story, whatever happens, right? It's a success story since he's taken over. So I'd love to see him. For him, for his team, for the Welsh Premier League, I'd love to see the Nomads get a victory.
It's interesting that Nomads have come in for a bit of needle from some interesting areas of Welsh football this week. I mean, Mike Harris put out a video sort of having a chip away at their tactics on Twitter a couple of days ago. And even Scorio were taunting and sort of teasing them on their Twitter account about the long throw total football element of their game. And at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter whether it's pretty, it's effective. And that's why Connors Quay Nomads are where they are this season, isn't it?
It's not all long ball tactics, mate, because I've watched Andy Morrison's teams, mate. They've beaten some teams on times 7-6 this season. But Michael Beccari is not exactly a long ball merchant, is he, right? You know, he's had the most assists in the league. He's the first player to get plus 10 assists, the first player to get plus 10 goals, you know, the double. So Beccari, they got some very, very skillful players. Rob Hughes rifled, a Ronaldo-like shot in the other week against Carnarvon on a live game. So listen, I would say, and Andy will most probably say, a lot of people would give him a tag, but I would say you can mix it up. Listen, we play for Wales, one clip over the top. And we scored from a free kick and we scored from a clip over the top from Venners to an on-running Adam Roscoe and he smashed it in the back of the net. So, listen, football is about getting results, right? Nothing's perfect, Mac, right? Not everybody's a film star, not everybody's pretty, and football's exactly the same, right? So, listen, it's how you go about your ways and success is what it's all about. And at the moment, Connors Quay are very successful.
Let's talk about the Welsh Premier League. We've spoken a lot about Bala at the start of this podcast and they face a tricky week. TNS Friday night, TNS Wednesday. It's a challenge for both of them, to be fair. It's certainly a challenge that Bala are going to have to get the best out of because of the sort of stop-start that they've had and they really need to pick up points on those games in hand now.
It is a massive game and, of course, first of all, everybody be paying their respects, I'm sure. Everybody in the Welsh Premier League, by the way, is going to have a minute's silence for Joel and his family. So, once again, you know, all our thoughts are with his family. But, it's a big game. And, you know, it's a bit tough to talk about at the moment, Mark, because, to talk about Bala and their worries about football games and what they need and what they don't, I hope they have a good game when they play and I hope they have a nice couple of weeks. It's just as simple as that.
And if New Saints do win both of those games, they find themselves 4 points ahead of the Nomads with equal amount of games played by Thursday. Is that too much of a mountain for Nomads to climb now? Will that be the point when we'll know on Thursday?
Well, they have to play each other again, so I think they could cover that in one game. But listen, they're showing championship quality, TNS, and Connors Quay have showed brilliant fighting quality. But look, whoever wins this race, it's been a great race, Mark. It's been a superb race. Barry played a big part in it, and we mustn't forget the run they've had this year, even though they've hit a bit of a bump coming towards the end of the season. But it's been a brilliant, brilliant competition this year, the JD Welsh Premier League, and whoever takes it at the end of the season has earned it.
And we must remember that Llanelli, if they don't win this weekend, will probably have relegation confirmed on them for the season. Obviously, bearing in mind what sort of licences might be handed out to various clubs, but it will be likely that they will be unable to climb out of the league if they lose this weekend. Let's move on to what you were up to earlier on this week then, Jonah. Small matter of Wales against England. How was that for you as an experience?
Yeah, listen, Mark, it was a pleasure to be involved in once again. It is a great occasion. I hope it stays on the Welsh Premier League calendar, simply not for the sake of myself and the coaching staff, Owen Tudor Jones, Lee Kendall and Dave Adams, who've done a brilliant job with the players as well. The players, I know when players enjoy their stuff. I know when players are playing big football matches and you see their body language. Every one of those players enjoyed representing Wales. And once again, Mac, I got to be brutally honest, right? They gave everything. And as a football manager, if your team give you everything and you get beat, there's not a lot more you can do.
Well, let's get the opinion of your opposite number on that match. I'm sure he would be just as delighted to have got through it. Paul Fairclough.
I've got some really exciting young players. And, you know, I have to commend the Welsh boys. They come with a plan. They stuck to it and they thwarted us. And then they exploited free kicks and they broke on us and they played really, really well. But I just, you know, I was just enthralled by the way these young players of ours, you know, passed the ball around, and in particular there's a couple of them who brought people on the edge of the seats. So it was two contrasting sides, you know. One very experienced group of players, the Welsh, and I admired the way they stuck rigidly to the plan. Good management and good coaching, I think, got them the result tonight, you know. So, and it's one of those occasions, you know. It's almost like a celebration, isn't it? Wales and England getting together and a draw. Yeah, everyone's happy, really. No problems at all.
Same time, same place, so other venue next year.
Yeah,
possibly?
I'm sure we can do some more. Yeah, sure.
And the big thing to come about from this, especially on social media afterwards, Jonah, even for those who weren't there and were watching it on the Facebook feed, was that this team of Wales C have gone over to England, played a National League assembly team in England and have not only held their own, but at times were bossing the game. And that has done so much, I think, generally to raise the awareness of how well this league is developing and the talent that we have in it this year.
Don't forget who we played. You know, we played England, right, with a wonderful, you know, they're a great football team. They did have one non-league player in the squad, right? So they had 16 professional footballers playing against us, right? I would say we took up 19. We had a couple of injuries. Most of the lads had to take time off work and you know, lose money coming from work to play. But what did they do? They just stood up, showed that, you know, their ability, wonderful ability. They trained well. Training was a pleasure to watch them train. And their ability and their guts, once they put that Welsh shirt on, just proved, like I said, about Connors Quay even going to Ross County. When you've got a good team spirit, right, when you've got something to represent and you've got a belief in the camp, you always got a chance as a football team. And I said I was proud of the boys last year. I'm even prouder this year. They were truly superb.
So my final question to you about this is, what's the next stage in development about this? Played England at Jenner Park, played England at Salford. Carry on playing those games if you want to, but I think people do want to see Wales C grow more. Any other nations on the cards? Any other possibility of tournaments? More games like this?
Look, the big point was, right, when we played England, right, was we get some negative press sometimes. It's only, you know, the likes of yourself and the Scorio programme and everybody who stands up, you know, strongly for the league and keeps our league in the prominence. But, you know, we've had a lot of knockers over the years, but we played them last year. They edged us 3-2. Like we said, we went to play on their own turf last night. We had a 2-2 draw. A superb team, England, by the way. And, you know, we've got to do well to get a draw against the likes of them. But our intention was to put the Welsh Premier League on the map again, right? And I think we've put the Welsh Premier League back on the map. Any one of those players last night could play individually for a conference club. So I would say the standard of our league has improved and improved, and that's our job, to keep improving the league. And for me, it is.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to more games like that in the future. Absolutely. And some cracking football around this weekend. Please do get yourselves down to a game if you can. And don't forget, good luck to everybody travelling to Inverness. Good luck to Inverness, because it's going to be drunk dry by the Nomads fans. And we'll be talking about a trophy win next week, I feel. Got it in my bones. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Thanks, Mac. All the best, mate. Thanks for the support, and thanks to everybody's support in supporting Wales in midweek.